In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, the Catholic liturgy loves colors. And today is colorful. It is the fourth Sunday of Lent. It is the halfway point in the 40 days of Lent. The music of the organ is back. Flowers are back on the altar. The liturgical color is rose, a bright violet, in order to present a sense of joy at having reached the middle of Lent, which is a time, as you know, of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Today's Gospel announces that Jesus is the bread of life. And we rejoice because we know Easter will soon be here. In the epistle, St. Paul contrasts the old law of Moses with the new law of Christ. He sees it as the difference between slavery and freedom, symbolized by the two wives of Abraham, Hagar and Sarah. In St. Paul's teaching, Hagar stands for Mount Sinai and the Mosaic Law with its 616 precepts to be observed. It also refers to those who refuse to believe in Jesus. Sarah stands for the New Jerusalem, that is, the church, which is the mother of so many children. The Gospel recalls the beautiful story of an unforgettable picnic, a miraculous feeding of 5,000 men with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The evangelist considered this miracle so important that it is the only miracle recorded in all 4 Gospels. It demonstrates the divine power of Jesus, and it reminds us of course, the miraculous manna in the desert, which restored the wandering Israelites. Because of his infinite power, God can create new things out of nothing. He can change one thing into another, as Jesus changes water into delicious wine, probably French, at the marriage feast of Cana. The miracle of the loaves and fishes foreshadows Holy Thursday, when Jesus will institute the Mass and the Blessed Sacrament of his real presence under the appearance of bread and wine. That is what happens during the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Mass is the heart and soul of Catholicism. Without the Mass, there is no Catholic Church. It is a reason why our churches are built in such a way that the main focus is on the altar where Mass is offered. The Mass is a sacrifice in a sense that it represents or presents again in an unbloody or sacramental way the unique sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary. There is only one sacrifice, that of Jesus, and its efficiency is infinite because Jesus is God Almighty in the flesh. Primarily, the Mass gives glory to God. And secondarily, the Mass gives Christ to us through communion, which is the bread of life, Christ himself. So the manna in the desert of the Old Testament and the multiplication of the loaves by Jesus find their fulfillment in the Holy Eucharist. The fruit of the Mass is the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle with the real presence of Jesus under the appearance of bread and wine as our friend and divine companion. We can visit him anytime, and we can pour out our hearts to him in personal prayer. During this period of Lent, we should visit the Blessed Sacrament more often. It is why I try to push you gently but firmly to sign up for the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament this Friday night. Jesus is always here in the tabernacle, in the monstrance, when we will have the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament after this Mass. And we are tempted to be indifferent, to be cold. Yes, he is here. I know. So what? So we have to refresh our love, our devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. It is an amazing treasure, a divine and real presence among us. We can also make more often what is called a spiritual communion by desiring to receive him if it was possible right now. It's very simple. It is reported of St. Francis de Sales that he did that every 15 minutes. Jesus himself said that those who receive this divine food have eternal life, already eternal life. That are truly words of hope. Finally, on Lateri Sunday, because we have hope in Jesus, we rejoice. We have been freed from sin by Christ, and we are moving with Jesus towards eternal life. From now, we can see our earthly existence with joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.